Amen. Let's begin in unison together. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. And the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His Word. Please be seated, and I'll ask Randy Denny, our elder, to come and pray over the Word this morning.
Lord, we just thank You for another day to hear Your Word, and just pray that You protect Pastor Tom, Lord, that Your Word would go forth and just hide him in the cleft of Your wings, Lord,
yes.
That You would be praised, that
yes.
Your Word would go forth. In Jesus' name, man. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank You, brother. Amen. I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Galatians 5 if you haven't already. And I'm going to do an abbreviated version of this message. The Lord will take out all the extra stuff that's not necessary. We have been doing a series on the life in the Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I believe it was 3 weeks ago we began to talk about living water. In John chapter 6, Jesus talked about He has living water for us that will quench the deepest spiritual need and spiritual thirst that we have. Then we talked about the living Word. Then we talked about the living Counselor, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, who comes to live in each one of us who know Jesus and enables us, moves us to love and obey Him. It comes from the inside out, interior motivation, not external motivation as from the law. And this morning I want to speak on living in step with the Spirit. Living and keeping in step with the Spirit. By way of introduction, let me share an episode or an escapade that my family and I went through. 2 summers ago, we went down to a timeshare week. How many of you had that pleasure of going to a timeshare promotion? You know that works. You trade off a week of your time supposedly 90 minutes of your time to, go through this promotion where they try to sell you the timeshare. So we went through a timeshare promotion down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And, we got there and I told Brenda, I said, "Hun, when we go through this promotion, which they say is 90 minutes, and it turns from 90 minutes into 120 minutes, from 120 minutes to 180 minutes. I mean, you know how it goes." And so, as we got to that place, I said, "Hun, do me a favor and just let me do the talking. Don't say anything. And just let me answer the questions and we'll get through this thing quickly." So we got there and of course, a man came and he was the salesman assigned to us and he led us around the timeshare resort and he took us through the spiel and he's trying to sell us. And, you know, he would ask a question and look at Brendan, and Brendan would be like, and then he'd look at me and I'd say, mm-hmm. You know, and we got through it pretty quick. A lot quicker than we expected we would. And here's the thing. This man, his job was to lead us around and to lead us in the direction and the plan that he had. Right? His employer has a plan that he is to lead him, lead the prospective buyers around and show them the things that that they should be shown and to try to sell them on. He has a plan. He has a direction. I, on the other hand, had my own direction. I wanted to get out of there as quick as possible. I did not want to be involved with this. I really didn't even want to be there. And I told the man up front. I said, listen, we're not buying anything. We're in debt. Can't even sell this old time share that we have down at Massanutten. By the way, if anybody wants to buy that from us, talk to me after. Kind of like swampland in Florida. And, you know, he didn't really care about that. What he had in mind was his direction, his plan, his desire. He wanted us to follow him. It's a crude illustration, but the principle is the same. The principle is this. The Holy Spirit desires to lead us in Christ's direction, Christ's will, Christ's priorities, Jesus' plan for your life and for my life. The Holy Spirit wants to lead us in that. And the question I have for us this morning is this. If Jesus gives us His Holy Spirit to lead us, to empower us in the plan He has for us, why do Christians struggle and live in sin and defeat so much? We've been talking about the fact through John chapter 5, John chapter 6, John chapter 14, John chapter 16, that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to come and to live in us, to indwell us, to lead us and guide us in all truth, to help us to know Him, you know, for Jesus to be real to us. And so why is it doesn't seem to be working? Why is it that so many of us struggle? We live in sin. We live in defeat. And I want to share with you today and impress upon us that the reason is because we are not living in step with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, because we're not living in step with the Holy Spirit, we're not living in His leading throughout the day, therefore we resort to the default mode. And that default mode is that we live out of our flesh. Instead of keeping in step with the Spirit, we then revert to the default mode, which is to live out of our flesh. Now, if you haven't come to Jesus yet, then you don't have His Holy Spirit in your life. You see, and that's what the Christian faith is all about. It's not about following a bunch of rules and regulations, and it's not about the fact that some people may be better than others, you know. Oh, you got bad people and you got good people. No, we're all bad people. We're all sinful people. And the fact that Jesus came for all sinful people, like you and me, to save us from ourselves, save us from sin. We're all lost. We're all sinful. And we all need Jesus. But if you haven't come to Him yet, then you don't have His Holy Spirit living in you. Jesus wants to give it to you. And so I would encourage you, I would challenge you, come to Jesus. Receive the gift of His Spirit in your life so that you can know Him fully and you can have His power available in your life. The main point here this morning is this. If we will live each day in the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we will not live out of our flesh. We will not live out of our sinful nature. If we will live every day in the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we will not live out of our flesh, but we must keep in step with the Spirit. The picture here in Galatians chapter 5 is the idea of marching in step under the direction of the Holy Spirit. That's what this word means, actually. Some of the older translation says you need to walk in the Spirit. That doesn't quite capture the meaning of the original word. The meaning of the original word where it says keep in step with the Spirit, live to the Spirit, walk to the Spirit, the original word means to march under the direction of a person. And in this case, it means to march under the direction of the Holy Spirit. It also means to stay in formation. What happens if you go back to school and you have to line up and you begin to walk, and somebody gets out of line? What happens? The teacher says, get back in line. Straighten up. If you're in the military, and they play taps in the morning. I think it's taps, isn't it, Mike? Reveille. I had everybody dying, sorry. Sleep. Dying sleep. Okay. They play revelry. Get up in the morning. And what do? You line up. You get ready and you line up. And if somebody's out of line, they get chastised. Get back in line. Straighten up. And it's the same picture here. The Holy Spirit is saying to you and to me, you need to get in line. You need to stay in step. You need to follow my leading if you want to know the abundant life that Jesus has for us. The abundant life, the holy life that Jesus has for us. Keep in step. Walk. March under the direction. Stay in formation. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you staying in formation with the Holy Spirit? Are you walking under the direction of the Holy Spirit every day throughout the day? Well, Pastor Tom, I was filled with the Holy Spirit back in 1972. I'm not interested in what happened back then. I want to know what's happening today. Christianity is not based on a testimony of what happened then. Christianity is based on a testimony of what's happening today. Am I walking and following the Lord today? Am I making progress as I follow His marching orders? You see, because if you are not staying in step with the Spirit, if you're not marching to His orders, then you and I are going to be following our default mode, which is our flesh. What is our flesh? Our flesh is our sinful nature. Verse 19 here in Galatians chapter 5, the NIV says sinful nature. It is that fallen part of us, our fallen nature, my nature apart from the power of the Spirit. Left to myself, I am a basket case. And guess what? You are too. Left to ourselves, the Scripture says our sinful nature takes over. And our sinful nature cannot please God. It's impossible. You can never please God in your flesh. God never intended for you to do that. He wanted to empower you by His Holy Spirit. All those in the Old Testament looked forward to the gift of the Spirit being given. Now, I'm going to bypass a couple of things and jump right over to how do I live each day in the leading of the Spirit? How do I overcome my flesh? Because like Paul, who says in Romans chapter 7, you know, he says, the things that I know I should do, I don't do them. And the things that I hate, the things I don't want to do, these are the things that I do. What a wretched man I am! Did you ever know that Paul says that about himself? It's in the Bible. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Oh, what a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death, this old flesh? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He has not left us in that struggle. He has not left us with some kind of performance mentality that we talked about last week. No, He's given us His Spirit. So how do I live a consistent, overcoming, spiritual life? I must live every day in the leading of the Holy Spirit. How do I do that? I want to give you four simple, practical steps on how to live a Spirit-filled life every day. How to live in the leading of the Holy Spirit and keep in step with the Holy Spirit every day. Number one. By the way, it's on your insert. I've neglected to mention that. It goes along with the sermon, and you can fill in the blanks if you want. You can doodle, draw pictures of Pastor Tom, make airplanes, whatever you want to do with it. If you find it helpful, fill it out. Number one. How do I walk in the leading of the Spirit? How do I keep in step with the Spirit? Number one, I have to die to myself every day. I've got to die to myself every day. Jesus said this. Luke 9, verse 23. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to read it or someone else. I've already bypassed a couple of people. Luke 9, 23. These are Jesus' words. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, he must deny herself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Just like a soldier reports for duty every morning, you and I have to report for duty every day, every morning. What's a soldier told when they join the military, whatever branch it is? Guess what, soldier? Your life no longer belongs to you. You belong to the army. We own you. Well, again, it's a crude illustration, but it's the same way. When you join in the army of the Lord, when you receive Jesus Christ, you're saying, Lord, I'm yours. My life is no longer my own. I'm going to follow you. And Jesus demands that of us. He demands that allegiance from us, that we follow Him. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. I'm not my own. My life belongs to you, Lord. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ, Paul says, in God. My life is hidden. Now, if you don't want to do that every day, guess what? God gives you the freedom to live in your flesh. Oh, I thought, you know, God was going to make me do this. No. He doesn't make you do this. He calls us to do it. He draws us to do it, but He doesn't make us do it. That's something you and I must do. We have a responsibility. We have a cooperation with the Spirit of God within us. We must die to ourselves every day. So I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, I belong to You. You've saved me. You've made me mine. You've made me Yours. I'm no longer my own. And so I say, Lord, this day I die to myself and I want to follow You. Please fill me. Lead me. Number two, every day I ask for forgiveness and cleansing. Every day. So every day I die to myself. Every day I ask for forgiveness and cleansing. I usually do it in the evening and the morning. And usually a bunch of times during the day because I'm a pretty bad sinner. I sin a lot. Oh, Pastor, you sin? Yeah, I do. Scripture here, we're going to read 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just and He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Daily forgiveness, daily cleansing from the effects of sin. Just like we would get up in the morning and bathe and then dress and brush our teeth. I hope you do those things. I know sometimes young people, you want to bypass two or three of those. Don't do that. Just like we would get up in the morning and bathe and brush our teeth and get clothed, so we need spiritual clothing in the morning. We need to be cleansed. We need to be forgiven. Why? Because we sin during the day in word, thought, and deed. Oh, I thought Christians were perfect, Pastor. Woo, you got that wrong. We are not perfect. We are forgiven. But we are pressing on towards Christ like this. We are seeking Him. We're not practicing sin. And you see, one of the things that I was going to talk about, it's interesting that Brother Matt brought this up today. One of the things that was going to be one of the points was that sometimes those sins of our flesh, they become an addiction. They become a bondage. You see, if you live out of your flesh, it won't be long before your flesh has control of your life. And some of those things become a bondage. Whether it's alcohol, drugs, pornography, you name it. It becomes a bondage in my life. And I begin to do those things because I'm not living out of the Spirit and His power in my life. I begin to do those things and I do them more. And before you know it, I can't stop doing them because my life has become this. Jesus wants to take us out of that. He wants to bring us out of that. He wants to rescue us out of that. So I die to myself each day. Every day I say, Lord, I don't want to live out of my flesh today. And I ask You to forgive me and cleanse me. Cleanse me from sin's effects. Number three, I ask the Spirit within me. And again, I'm assuming that you know Jesus, that you've come to Christ. And He says when you come to Him, He will give you His Spirit. And so number three is I ask the Spirit within me, not up there. When I come to Jesus, He says, what? The Spirit will be what? In you and with you, how long? Forever. We talked about that last week. The Spirit will come into your life. He will actually take up residence in your life. The Spirit of God. So I ask the Spirit within me to fill me, control me, overflow within me, and lead me throughout the day. Spirit of God, fill me this day. You know what I pray? I pray, Lord, I can't live this life on my own. I can't live this Christian life on my own. I can't do this in my own strength. And Lord, this is for me particularly, and for each one of you, you have a particular prayer. Lord, I cannot fulfill this ministry that You have given to me in my own strength. The only way that I can do what you've called me to do, the only way that I can let Jesus live through me, is if the Holy Spirit lives it through me with His power. And so I ask Him to fill me. Ephesians 5:18. Being filled with the Spirit. Being controlled by the Spirit. See, the Spirit is not a substance, you know, that you screw off the top of your head and you dump it in there. Some people talk about the Holy Spirit like He's this substance. He is the Spirit of God. He is the person, the third person of the triune God. And He comes to live in us. And He is a person. And so I must yield and submit my life to Him. And so I say, Spirit within me, control me. Lead me this day. Lead me throughout the entire day. And you know what? He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. Well, Pastor, I thought when I sinned, when I failed, that the Holy Spirit left me. I was talking to somebody the other night. He said, you know, I thought if you grieved the Holy Spirit, I thought He left you. I said, no, He's grieved. And you can grieve Him by sinning, by failing, but He doesn't leave you. He says, I'm going to be in you forever. And so He stays within us. And so what do you do when you fail? You go back to the forgiveness and cleansing again. Forgive me, cleanse me. Lord, make me new. Make me clean and fresh. So I'm putting on that armor of God, so to speak, right? Ephesians 6, the protection that we have in Christ, those different pieces that represent our salvation. So that fruit that will come out of our life is the fruit of the Spirit that's described here. Time's not going to allow us to go through that. That'll have to be another study, another sermon. Number 4, and most importantly, you still with me? Say amen. A couple more minutes. Number 4, I listen for His voice and His leading throughout the day, and I follow. What did Jesus say? My sheep will what? Hear my voice, and they will follow. Some people think that God doesn't want to speak to you. So, oh, God wouldn't speak to me. I'm too much of a dirty, rotten sinner. No, He wants to speak to all His sheep because He's cleansed the sheep and made them His own. And He speaks to His sheep. So you listen throughout the day for His voice, for His leading, and then you follow. The Spirit, listen, the Spirit will give you a thought. How do you think the Holy Spirit communicates to us? If He's within us, how do you think He will communicate to you and to me? He will communicate with a thought. Charlene Flower, who's not here this morning, they're away. She shared as a testimony last week. She was sitting in that doctor's office, and all of a sudden she got that thought. Pray for that woman that's in pain. And she shared that at first she resisted. She said no. You can say no to the Holy Spirit, to the voice of the Lord. But then she heard it again, and she obeyed that time. It was a beautiful testimony. Simply hearing the voice of the Lord. He will speak to you through a thought or an impression. Sometimes you will get a word. Sometimes there will be a word, just as like one little word. Sometimes it will be a sentence. Just dropped in your spirit and you're like, wow. Maybe it's somebody's name. Maybe the Lord shows you a particular action. Maybe it's a hurt, habit, or hang-up. And guess what? 5 minutes later, somebody comes up to you and says, you know, I'm struggling with, and it's the exact thing the Lord just dropped into your spirit. And so you're spiritually prepared. You can pray for that person. You can encourage them and say, you know what? The Lord has prepared me to pray for you and encourage you and strengthen you. Sometimes you need that for yourself. I don't know how many times during the week, you know, the songs that we sing on Sunday morning are just so encouraging to me. Sometimes they're simple worship songs. Sometimes they're beautiful hymns of the faith, you know, from yesteryear. Many of us grew up on them and appreciate them so much. But sometimes, you know, I'll be struggling through the week, and the Lord will just drop a couple of words of that song in my heart. Like this morning. Oh, how He loves you. He really loves you. And that can be so encouraging when you're going through a tough time, going through a struggle. Or, you know, you're needing an answer from the Lord. You know, there's several folks here that are unemployed, and they're needing a job. You know, they're needing a job. Someone shared a testimony. If we had time, I'd ask them to share it. But they just sensed something from God, and so they sent an email. And through that email, it brought a situation that they thought was, you know, done and over with, brought it back around. Can God work that way? You bet. Can God work through an email? You bet. But it begins with a thought. It begins with a word that the Spirit of God drops in our heart. And so you follow His leading. It takes practice. It takes patience. Because, you see, the more you try to listen and the more you try to follow, the more you will follow and the more you will hear. It's like anything else. It takes practice. I was thinking of this morning as I was preparing. I remember I took piano lessons as a kid. And I remember the teacher, she would bring a particular piece of music that you will want me to learn. And she would set it there on the piano and she'd say, okay, Tom, go ahead and try to play it. And it would be like, ding, 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 you know, really bad, awful. So when you're first starting, it's like, man, I can't even hardly get this. And you can say, forget it. This is too hard. I can't do this. But if you practice, just like that piano, I would go home and I would practice it. And little by little, it would get a little bit better. Little bit better. Little bit better. Day by day, as I practice it, day by day, all of a sudden I'm playing it and it's halfway legible, halfway hearable. It's not the right word. Melodious. That's the way it is with this walk with the Spirit of God in us. You have to start, and you can't give up. Oh, Pastor, I tried and I failed. I just fail so often. So do I. You think I don't fail? You have to determine. I'm going to follow Jesus. And if I fail, and if I fall, which we all do, and if I fall, I'm going to say, Jesus, forgive me. I'm getting back up, and I'm going to follow You. Because Your Spirit within me calls me, He draws me, and empowers me to do that. You're not alone. You're not alone because the Spirit's within you, and you're not alone because we, as your brothers and sisters, we all experience the same thing. You're in good company here. This church is a safe place because we bring our humanity and we all fail. It's hard. But He will lead you. How do I know? Because He's led me. I know without a shadow of a doubt He will lead you because He's led me. And I tend to be a very thick-headed, simple-minded person. And if the Lord can lead me, He can lead you. He will lead you. That's Jesus' promise. It's hard. You got to get up and you got to fight because it's easy to give into the flesh. Oh, it's so easy. How many of you know it's just so easy to give into the flesh? Oh, my gosh. You can just, you know, say, I'm just not going to do this anymore. And your flesh will say, oh, good, I'm going to take over now. And before you know it, you'll be doing things that you just can't believe you're doing. You'll be saying things that you just can't believe you're saying. You'll be going to places that you can't believe you're going. That's why the Lord said to Peter, sin is crouching at your door. No, I take that back. He said that to Cain. He said, sin is crouching at your door. It's right there. It wants to take us, and we got to fight. Our flesh has to be killed every day. He wants to show us. He wants to lead us into deeper things. He has so much that He wants to show us and wants to lead us in. I was going to go into that more today, but I'm going to end here. He wants so much for us. He wants to show us deep things in our life. He wants to show you your ministry. He wants to show you the gifts He has poured into your life, how you can, in turn, reach out and minister and touch and encourage other people. Did you know that? There's some of you who are sitting here right now, and God has an incredible ministry for you, but you're not getting past base one because you won't deal with your flesh. My brother and my sister, I can pray for you all day long. You can read your Bible all day long, and it's not going to do you any good unless you die to yourself and let the Word start working in your life. And when you do that, He will bring something beautiful. More and more beautiful. Just like a building, right? Just like a building. I remember when we first moved here and our house was being built. And when they first build it, you know, it's framed. And the wood, you know, it's really not very nice looking. It's kind of rough and the corners are rough. And you're like, man, this is going to be a house? You know, they put that foundation there, and the concrete is slopped all around there, and there's mud everywhere, and you're like, geez, this is going to be a house? But before you know it, they put the sheathing on, and they put the siding on, and they put the roof on, and the windows go in. All of a sudden, it starts looking beautiful. That's the way it is with your life and my life. The Lord has to go down into the foundations of our life. And some of us have not yet dealt with the foundations of our life. We're still on pablum. I had someone say to me the other day, they said, Pastor, you know, we've heard these messages that you're preaching on, and, you know, we probably ought to preach on something a little deeper. Well, why should I preach on something deeper when most of us have not gotten to the elementary things, the basic things? How are we going to move on to the deep things that the Spirit of God has for us when we're not overcoming in the elementary things, the basic things that the Spirit of God wants for us? Overcoming our flesh. I know it's a struggle, but we've got to do it. There's no other way. We've gotten soft as Christians. This country has gotten soft, and that's the reason we're in the spiritual shape that we are. This country was built upon strong men and women who had strong values. Some of them didn't believe in God, but they benefited from the society who did. And it bled over into everybody. And we're soft. If we want to sit around and moan and groan and whine, and God has given us the ability, the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus give us His Holy Spirit because it won't work? No. He gave us His Holy Spirit so that it can empower us and bring us out of ourselves, our flesh, what He has for us. Thank You for Your patience and Your attention to the Word. Let's pray together and ask Him to cement this in our hearts. Father God, we thank You so much for Your love and Your patience and Your grace, Your mercy in our lives, Lord. We thank You that You sent Your Spirit to come and to live in us. We want to grow and be led of Him every day, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord, to institute these simple steps so that every day we can walk in His fullness, walk in His power. Lord, we want to go deeper. We want You to show us all that You have for us, the ministries, the gifts, all those things that You have and You desire for us, Lord. Help us to press on, to go deep. Lord, I thank You that You never give up on us. You never give up. Father, for each one that's here today and they're hungry for Your deeper touch, they're hungry for Your Holy Spirit to touch them in the deepest places of their heart and their need to overcome with that power, I pray, Lord, that You will move them to that next step of commitment. If you're here today, I want to give you a challenge. I want you to make a commitment right now. Every day, Lord, I'm going to die to myself. I'm going to ask for fresh forgiveness and cleansing. I'm going to ask You, Holy Spirit, to fill me, then I'm going to listen throughout the day and follow You. I want you to make that commitment right now. Don't go away from the sermon, God's Word, with just another nice sermon thought. Make a commitment right now. Jesus, I'm going to do this. I know I'll fail, but You call me to continue to press on. And Your grace is sufficient, for Your power is made perfect in my weakness. Father, I bless these people. I bless them. Thank You for their patience. Thank You, Lord, for their attention to Your Word. Thank You, Lord, for meeting with us today. We sense You here. We thank You for Your presence. We bless You, Lord. We give You thanks. In the precious name of Jesus. And all the people of God said, Amen.